This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Kent State University architecture student who was evacuated from her study abroad program in Italy is emerging from a 2-week voluntary quarantine. I had a chance to follow up with Chloe Froning. Life in Northeast Ohio has changed dramatically since she returned from Florence. I asked her how she's doing.
I'm doing all right. It's kind of been all a lot to handle. A lot has changed within 14 days. When I first got back, I thought, it's too bad I'm not in Italy, but at least when I get out, I'll be able to go on campus and see friends, go out to eat. And of course, within just 14 days, that's changed a lot.
Talk a little bit about this self-quarantine that you did. A lot of us now are just getting used to this concept of social distancing. A lot of us are choosing to self-quarantine right now.
Mm-hmm.
What was this experience like for you?
It was interesting because my family also thought they should self-quarantine with me. The CDC said they could go to work if they wanted to, go about their everyday lives, but we thought just to be on the safe side, we'll stay home too. So about a week ago, I started getting used to online courses that were still running through the Italian program, and then my parents were getting used to their online working from home, and then some things that have definitely helped are just the community that we're around. So friends and other family members bringing us food, and then delivery systems are amazing. We found the good delivery systems and the bad ones to get food.
So the isolation, though, had to be tough. Mm-hmm. Going from exploring a new country to having friends around you and classmates to total isolation, what did that feel like?
Absolutely. Yeah, it has been pretty tough, especially because the situation in general is kind of hard to comprehend and wrap my head around. For me personally, it's been pretty hard to work on school, especially because sometimes going to classes and seeing people is really what gets me up and going in a day and makes me feel better. So being at home with a couch and a couple cats, it's been pretty hard to get motivated to come and do work, especially when I don't know. I was so looking forward to seeing my friends when I got out, and a couple of them came to visit. By that, I mean they stood outside my porch and I waved at them from my front door.
When the students were evacuated from Italy, and the Kent State students, and that was the first thing we really heard here, that this was kind of hitting home. 2 weeks later, it's a whole different scene here. When you were leaving Italy, did you think in 2 weeks life here in Northeast Ohio would be totally different too?
I think it was a thought in the back of my head, but to this extent, no. We were telling the locals working there, shop owners, that we had to go back home. And even the shop owners were like, are you serious? You know, this isn't that big of a deal. This is just an old person's disease. And I'm sure that tone has changed. I don't think at that point I realized the whole extent that this can get. But I see some similarities between, I mean, we're almost at a 2-week lag behind Italy. I realize how important it is that we get on top of this now, because you look at Italy now and everyone was walking around the streets, and now there's nobody in the streets. The healthcare system is overrun. And so I'm really glad that we're getting on top of this now.
So now that your 14-day self-quarantine is over, what's life like now?
I almost feel like we should do the exact same thing we were doing, just stay at home and kind of self-quarantine, not risking spreading that. But I'm still, of course, going to go out, walk around. Places I was looking forward to eating are now closed, and maybe just doing takeout. I still think I need to see friends, just because you still need that, you know, human contact. And then, of course, I think getting outside, walking around, riding my bike will be important. The other thing I have to realize is that I still have school to look at and, you know, do projects for school, maybe work on my resume to find. I don't know. That's the other thing, is thinking about internships this summer. How is that going to look like? Are we even going to have that this summer?
Chloe, thanks so much for talking with me, and continue to stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
That's Kent State student Chloe Froning, who just ended a 14-day voluntary quarantine after arriving home from a study abroad program in Italy. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.